This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India has strongly condemned the abduction and brutal killing of Hindu minority leader Bhavesh Chandra Roy in Bangladesh. In a social media post, spokesperson for Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal stated that the incident reflects a continuing pattern of systematic persecution of Hindu minorities under the interim government in Bangladesh, while those responsible for similar past crimes continue to evade justice. New Delhi reiterated its call for the interim government to uphold its responsibility to protect all minority communities, including the Hindus, urging it to do so without offering excuses or drawing distinctions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to the kingdom. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Mistry said the visit is important on account of the obvious significance of Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India. He said Saudi Arabia hosts a very large Indian expatriate community, possibly the second largest expatriate community of its kind anywhere in the world. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose has assured all help to the family of the persons killed during the violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act. The governor visited the violence-affected areas of Samsher Ganj of Murshidabad district of West Bengal and met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on 12th of this month.
It's a bounden duty of all concerned, particularly the government and all authorities, to instill confidence in them. That confidence building is the first part. Second, take care of the victims, address their needs. Third, give them sense of security. Fourth, give them the feeling that justice will be done. Fifth, establish peace by all counts in the villages and other places in Bengal.
The police arrested three persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused in Jamul Haq. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to healthcare in the country. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Healthy Liver, Healthy India event organized by the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences in New Delhi to commemorate World Liver Day. Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, health infrastructure has been seen significant growth in the last 11 years, highlighting the importance of raising awareness about liver diseases among citizens. Mr. Shah put special thrust on a wholesome diet, adequate sleep and regular exercise for maintaining good health.
मैं देश भर के सभी युवाओं को जिनको अभी 40-50 साल तक अपना जीवन व्यतीत करना है इस देश के विकास में योगदान देना है वो युवाओं को मैं जरूर कहना चाहूंगा कि अपने शरीर के लिए 2 घंटा और दिमाग के लिए कम से कम 6 घंटे की नींद एक बार रिजर्व कर लीजिए अनेक गुना उपयोगिता इसकी बढ़ जाएगी.
The Gujarat government has announced a reduction in the motor vehicle tax rate on electric vehicles from the existing 6% to only 1%, offering a 5% rebate. The decision has been made to boost electric vehicle adoption, protect the environment and promote the tourism sector. This green initiative, valid till 31st of March next year, is now live on the Vahan 4.0 portal. The second round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran began in Italy today. Both sides are discussing Tehran's civilian nuclear program and the termination of American sanctions against Iran. The talks led by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. President's Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, are hosted by Oman's embassy in Rome. In the first round of Muscat talks held last week, Araghchi engaged in indirect discussions with Witkoff, facilitated by Omani Foreign Minister Saeed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud Al-Busaidi. The talks focused on Iran's nuclear program and the potential removal of the U.S. sanctions. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 204 runs for Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals scored 203 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 138 for 2 in 14 overs when the reports last came in. And that's the end of this news bulletin.